Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck, Pier 17. Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley have broken up. ESPN what? NFL insider Dan Graziano told us a few minutes ago he doesn't believe that it will have any impact on where Aaron Rodgers ends up.
What are we, a germ-spreading gossip show?
Sure. But this is, in we fact, that's the new title
that's
of the show.
Entertainment, that's the E in ESPN.
Welcome to the germ-spreading gossip show with Keyshawn J. Will and Max.
We're going to start covering people's relationships and following them when they break up and stuff, Jay. I need you to get a camera and go to Green Bay and sit down and wait for Aaron Rodgers to come to the facility and ask him some questions about his relationship.
So, in your opinion, Key, obviously, you believe this changes everything, right?
Yeah, okay, sure. I don't think it changes everything, but it certainly makes you think, okay, well, maybe he doesn't go to Denver now because his ex-fiance and him are no longer together, and what's the need to go into Denver? Maybe I can look at it still, but it's not one of those hard, definitive destinations that many people thought because of the relationship. Is Denver on the West Coast? No, Denver's not on the West Coast. Yeah, it is. His girl, you know, all that. That's over with now.
I got to admit, Jay, it does change the way
I feel about it.
What Key just said, I agree with Key when you heard the sound coming into the show just now. This is from yesterday. Key, you brought up, like, is Denver, or from earlier in the week, is Denver really, like, I agree. I think Denver is a good destination from it's fine. I don't look at it like, oh, my God, the Denver Broncos are an Aaron Rodgers away from running the NFL. Maybe they'd be competitive because Aaron Rodgers would make a lot of teams competitive. But I don't feel the same way. Like, when I look at San Francisco's success with Garoppolo, I think, well, if they can do that with Garoppolo, what could they do with Rodgers? So if his fiance doesn't live there and if he's not with her anymore, what's the draw?
But there's a lot of things to unpack here, right? Number one, I think Aaron Rodgers could make a significant difference in Denver depending upon other pieces they could bring to the table in conjunction with the pieces that they already have, right?
So yeah. Devontae,
you know, yeah. I'm just saying, like, you can't look at him like, all right, Aaron Rodgers coming to Denver, like, it just doesn't do anything because you can add other pieces. I do think, guys, though, there is a personal aspect, and once again, just me and my opinion, don't know any facts, but if there's something that can make your personal life easier, right, how do you not factor that into the equation? 100%. We make decisions all the time. Like, let's be real about it. Like, you and I are sitting here in New York. Key's in 80-degree weather in California.
Hey, don't tell anybody where I'm at.
Well, I'm not saying that, but it's like lifestyle-wise.
All he does,
right,
every day is come up and say, hey, it'll tell you exactly where
Look
he went
my
that
toes.
Day.
Key's family's in L.A. Yeah. I get it. That's my family's here. Like, that's hard. So yeah, I think you make
For people listening on the radio, he is taken off his flip-flop and waved it at the camera.
So we factor in personal matters like this all the time into our decisions. So if you just hypothetically connecting the dots, she has a place in Boulder, right? Like, she works in L.A. It's easy, back and forth on the PJ, back and forth. It kind of makes sense.
No, I get what you're saying, Jay, but clearly Aaron Rodgers' personal situation with his fiance wasn't a major factor in his decision-making to go to the Denver Broncos because – he's not with her anymore. So,
well, it doesn't mean it wasn't a factor. It may not be a factor. Dude, this is the person you were going to marry.
Even if you're getting
have
cold.
Have a family with.
But let me address
Key's
point.
Now you're not going to go to Denver because you're not with her now?
Yeah, but let me address Key's point. Let's say you're getting cold feet if you're Aaron Rodgers. In other words, you're engaged, but you never really believe you're going to get married. Let's just say. I'm not saying that's the case. Let's just say
we're going down such an awkward path. But go
the
ahead.
The point is that can still have an influence on you because for the time being you're with that person, mm-hmm. and they have a place near Denver, and it would make your life easier, right? So now that you take that away, Key, I think since you brought it up, I've been on this. The Titans make a lot of sense for Aaron Rodgers if they could figure that out to Tennessee. That's
he
the
bought land. He's going to Tennessee now.
That's the AFC. I look at Denver. I look at Tennessee. Denver is some rough sledding because you got to go up against Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert twice a year each and Derek Carr twice a year. Much easier if you go to Tennessee. Tennessee is loaded. Tennessee is a team where you go, man, if they had a stud at quarterback, they got a whole lot of other stuff. So I think, in my estimation, him staying in Green Bay may shoot to the top of the list now. And Tennessee closes the gap with Denver, in my estimation. And, you know, I've always liked San Francisco for him. I'm still not off that. But I do think it's not
so you're off Tom Brady at San Francisco? Because he still hasn't put in his retirement papers yet.
No, I'm not
See,
off that
so
either.
See, there's so much drama, Key, I can't. There's too much going on.
Well, we'll know where everybody goes. The first domino that needs to fall is Aaron Rodgers, clearly. Whether that's – and he said after they lost that playoff game that he's going to take some time. But it won't be to the deadline because he wants to be fair to his teammates in the organization on what his next move is going to be. So he's the first domino that'll fall with all these different quarterbacks and all this stuff that's going on. I think Denver's in play, but I think in the end, the Green Bay Packers get it done just because you were close with them a couple times now, even though you lost this game to the 49ers. And you didn't play well, doesn't mean that the next year you won't play well and you won't beat whoever it is in the NFC Championship to ultimately get back to the Super Bowl. The Denver Broncos situation is just a hard climb for me. Personnel-wise, it's a hard climb. New environment, new situation just makes it harder on you.
And, Max, just think about it. 2 days ago, we were talking about reports about Nathaniel Hackett and people saying that, yeah, you know, this Aaron Rodgers thing is close. You know, it's one of the reasons why this whole thing has happened. Then this news comes out. It's a roller coaster.
I wonder if I hear what you're saying about the Broncos. I just made the point. I reiterated it, Key, about the Broncos aren't some incredible dream team to go to necessarily. But what if there's some way to get Devontae Adams there too? Because if you added Rodgers, I know you could say this about any team, you add Rodgers and Devontae Adams, but there are some teams more than others. And if Denver had an elite number one wideout and his guy with him plus his OC,
Jerry Jeudy,
given the defense, given the other things they already have.
Now you're hoping for a pipe dream, right? And the reason you're hoping for a pipe dream is that Green Bay Packers is not letting Devontae Adams walk out the door. They'll franchise tag him and that'll be it. They're not going to just let him walk out the door. And then if you say, okay, well, Denver can trade for him, they're going to ask for as much for Devontae Adams as they are for Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Denver ain't got that many picks, right? They don't. So it's like probably not gonna work out that way. I hate to spoil the Denver Broncos.
No, listen.
You know, and no, thinking, oh, we can get Rodgers, we can get Adams. It's like, nah, that's not going to happen.
Well, we will see. Denver would shoot up from having the worst quarterback in the division to having the third worst quarterback in the division if they got Aaron Rodgers. That's right. Patrick Mahomes better than Aaron Rodgers, and my prediction is next year Justin Herbert will be too. That's my prediction.
Max.
That's right. It's already
too
close.
Early in the morning, man.
It's already close. Herbert's already close.
Just doing it.
He's already close.
Max wants to see his name. What do they call this stuff when people
– Oh, viral?
Yeah, that trending viral.
I want Iguodala.
You want to you want to see that when you start saying making statements like that. I mean, that's fine. You believe it.
Herbert's
keep believing
as good
it.
As him now, and next year he should be better.
Just let Herbert be Herbert. Stop putting him in this category.
He's as good as him now.
I'm not setting him up.
Max, I like him too, but he's not as good as Aaron Rodgers.
Not yet. Not quite. Not quite. He's nipping at his heels.
Nah.
So stop calling him. Nah. Stop calling him second best quarterback in the division.
They won as many playoff games as each other last year.
Hold on, Key.
Hold on. I got Max in his own game
now.
Yes,
let's hear.
If you just said that he's not as quite as good as Aaron Rodgers, stop making him.
No, but because we're projecting into next year. So I'm projecting.
So you're saying in
year
in
two
five,
to year three, a lot of guys make big jumps.
You're saying in 5 months from now he's going to be better.
Yeah, yeah. Year two, he's almost. If you look at like his QBR, it's almost as good as Aaron Rodgers.
Very,
this year.
Very small sample size, my friend.
Two seasons.
Very small sample
two
size.
Two seasons is not a very small sample size. Two seasons is not a very small sample
size. In comparison to Aaron Rodgers' sample size?
Yeah, but if someone puts up the numbers Herbert has for two full seasons, it's not a mirage.
Stop
that's
with
really
the numbers.
And he's getting better.
I don't
yeah,
want
okay,
to
okay, let's do eyeball
numbers.
Test. He's 6 foot six fast with a laser beam arm. Like, you want to do eyeball test with Herbert?
He does
okay.
have a great arm.
You're talking about a guy who just won MVP.
He's a big, tall drink of water. He has a gun for an arm. All that's true.
yes.
But he's not close to Aaron Rodgers right
Justin
now.
Herbert
Max,
in
let's
MVP
just stop
voting.
It.
Make a powerful statement every no time you pull up in the pickup that's five changing the game. The all-new Tundra. Toyota, let's go places. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's continue this conversation next with three-time Super Bowl champion, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN2, Sirius XM Channel 80. On your smart speaker, say play ESPN. Download the podcast. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Bless you.
Bless you. Oh.
Jeez, okay, all right, man.
Three what? Times.
Get that lights
off, man. Give me a fourth.
Man.
Give me a fourth.
Remember when the power went out here at Seaport about a week and a half ago, something like that?
What?
And then since the power came back on, at least once a day, usually it's four sneezes in this studio.
Can we sanitize your mic?
Yeah, I just said get that
mic. I mean, I sneezed onto my paper.
It don't matter. Spray the paper.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a very uncomfortable position now.
Oh, it's not like we're in the middle of a global pandemic.
I don't know how to
feel
about this whole thing, kids. Awkward.
All right.
Can we get a fan over here? Blow that way.
Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champion, joins us. Host of Schlereth and Evans on 104.3, The Fan in Denver. What's going on, Mark?
How are you guys? Max, I hope you're feeling okay. You all right?
I'm fine. It's like some kind of an allergic reaction.
Give me a wide camera shot here. I'm sorry.
No,
sorry
don't
this,
do
Mark.
Lysol just near me. Oh, for crying out
just
loud.
A little, I just want to protect myself. Thank
gotcha.
You.
Yes. Protect that seat, because I'll be back at some point.
No, you're supposed
What's
to
up, Mark? What's going on, brother?
Mark.
Are you there? Did we lose
yeah.
you?
Okay,
yeah.
still there. Hey, how
I'm here. You guys got me?
We got you. How likely is it that Aaron Rodgers ends up in Denver, do you think, Mark?
Yeah, I'm Aaron Rodgers, a mercurial dude, so I don't know exactly where he's going, what he's thinking about, what, I think I'm like a lot of people. I think that Green Bay is probably the best place for him. That division's very winnable. New coaches in both Chicago and Minnesota, Detroit. We know what Detroit is. So I think that'd probably be the best place for him. But he certainly seems to want to test the waters. And I think of all the places that I look at, Denver makes as much sense as any place. So I just, I'm with you guys. Like with everybody else, I feel like he's leaving. I feel like he doesn't want to be there. I feel like Green Bay coming out and saying all the things they said about hey, we'd love to have him, and our relationship's never been in a better place, and we'll pay him all this money. You know, negotiating through, negotiating publicly and negotiating through the media is just a way to grease the skids for Aaron to leave, and you just say, hey, we did everything we can, as you know, to your fan base. So, yeah, I feel like he's probably leaving, but I have no idea.
Stink, you played in Denver, you live in Denver. What's the pulse of the fan base in terms of how long will they wait this Aaron Rodgers saga out before they get frustrated and be like, you know what, man, never mind. Let's draft a guy and go try and find somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously this is the worst six-year run the Broncos have been on. I mean, this goes all the way back, dates back to their inception in 1960. It's been the worst six-year run they've been on. So, you know, the fan base is used to playing in championship games, being, you know, dominant in the AFC West, and they just haven't been. They haven't beaten Kansas City in, I think, 12 or 13 straight games. So it's bad. And you know, there's some fans that are like, oh, we don't want Aaron Rodgers for just a year or two. And I'm like, if it's championship window, I'll take Aaron Rodgers for a year. I'll take him for 2 years, whatever, you know, whatever he'll give us. But I think that they're, you know, they're anxious. And unfortunately, you know, I think everybody's been sold this bill of goods that, hey, man, it's all about the draft. It's all about drafting a quarterback, developing a quarterback. Well, you know, that's what they thought in Cleveland. They're having issues in Baker Mayfield right now in Arizona with Kyler Murray. How's Sam Darnold looking to you? What's Josh Rosen look like from that 2018 class? So there's a lot of kind of what ifs in the draft as well. So, you know, the fan base is anxious right now for something to happen. But if they were to get Aaron Rodgers, I think they'd feel pretty good about Broncos' chances of being a championship contender.
Mark Slareth, three-time Super Bowl champion, host of Slareth and Evans on 104.3 The Fan in Denver. Stink, so when you look at the Denver Broncos, and Max and I have been talking about this a little bit, are the Denver Broncos, in all honesty, for a guy who covers that team and know football in and out, are they an Aaron Rodgers away from being in a Super Bowl? Are they really an Aaron Rodgers away as you look at the makeup of the roster?
Yeah. I think it elevates them to a playoff team. Do I think it makes them a Super Bowl team, a Super Bowl contender? No. I still think there are some things that they have to address. I think their back end, their secondary, they need to – I mean, it's a really good secondary. I think they need another corner. They've got a couple of guys that are free agents they're going to have to look at. I still think they have a linebacking issue in the middle linebacker position nowadays in the NFL. You got to have a dude that can fly sideline to sideline. They can play all three downs because they'll trap you in that stuff from a formational standpoint and also from a hurry up offense standpoint. So you got to have a dude that can fly. You got to have a dude that can cover the ground. I don't think they have that. I still think their defensive line needs to be addressed. And then offensively, I think their offensive line is still suspect to a degree. I like the running back. And I think the receiving core, you know, Jerry Jeudy hasn't proven that he can be a professional, you know, NFL wide receiver, that he can consistently get the separation he needs and that he'll play, you know, he'll play when he's not the primary key, that he'll create the proper distribution, the proper route distribution by running his routes even when he's not the primary. So there's some question marks with the Denver Broncos, but Aaron Rodgers certainly elevates them, in my mind, to a playoff contender.
Mark, was it a good idea for a first-year head coach coming into a new franchise in Nathaniel Hackett to have these leaks or reportedly have these thoughts about pushing for an Aaron Rodgers trade? Like, is that the right move to have that kind of stuff leak out about what move you want to make?
I think that part came naturally simply because he and Aaron have such a relationship from his time in Green Bay. But, you know, that's been the worst-kept secret. I mean, last year, obviously before the draft, that was a thing. We talked about it. I talked about it. Had good information, and then, you know, I mean, it didn't happen, obviously, which, you know, goes on all the time in the National Football League. But Yeah, I think it. I think it does. I mean, it brings about hope. And if it doesn't happen, I mean, I guess you could look at it as a bad situation or a bad thing. But people are excited about the energy. People are excited about at least having a direction. You know, creating an identity, which I think is a big part of the National Football League. I think it's a big part of being a winning franchise is having your players in a position to know this is who we are, this is what we're going to do, and not make it such a week-to-week kind of, hey, let's figure it out and let's change things up this week. I'm not a believer in that. I like to have a stable of plays that I know we're going to run. I love when we break the huddle and it's second down and one. I love knowing, hey, there are three plays we're going to run here. We're going to run 18-19 handoff. We're going to run 14-15, handoff. Or we're going to run, QB sneak. We're going to convert. We're going to move the chains. And we're going to get four more downs. Yeah, I love knowing that because I'm prepared in my mind. This is what we are. This is what we do. This is kind of the way we attack things. So that part for Nathaniel Hackett, I think, is a really good thing.
Mark Schlereth, ladies and gentlemen, three-time Super Bowl champion and host of Schlereth and Evans on 104.3 The Fan in Denver. Thank you, Mark, as always.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. Be well.
Thanks, brother.
All right, have fun.
Key, what'd you think of Mark saying that the Broncos aren't close to a Super Bowl without Aaron Rodgers, but with him doesn't sound like they're all that close either.
It sounds like they're only maybe a playoff contender. Right. He didn't say AFC championship contender. He didn't say Super Bowl contender. He said playoff contender. So that means that they're like fighting, scratching and clawing just to get in.
Tough division.
In a tough division. But like I said the other day, Jay and Max, if you really slow down for a little bit, right, and pump your brakes and really dive into it and meditate and think about it, you sit there and you go, you know, they're not that good with Aaron Rodgers. They're okay. Mm-hmm. But like he pointed to, there's a secondary. They need some help on the defensive front. The receivers, like I told you, we had this conversation. Would you rather have Green Bay receivers or Denver receivers? And I said Green Bay without a question. And he basically followed that up by saying, what is Jerry Jeudy? So it makes a lot of sense. And I think Aaron Rodgers is looking at it the same way because when you're a player, you start breaking everything down. Just look no further than Tom Brady, Jay. He broke it all down. He looked at New England was like, yeah, that ain't going to work for me. Then he looked at Tampa and was like, yeah, that's going to work for me. And he went there and won a Super Bowl.
The more we keep talking about Aaron Rodgers, the more I go back to when Key originally was like, he ain't going nowhere. And it's like we're – and I want to tie – different things of his personal life to decisions that he could potentially make. But it just feels like this is one of those things that's going to turn out to be anticlimactic, right? That's not really how I'm starting to feel because when you look at it, the pieces to really compete are right there in his own backyard in Green Bay. You look at how – and I know we got into this conversation the other day about the NFC, not being as competitive as the AFC. I think that is the case. I think the NFC gives him the best opportunity to get to a Super Bowl.
If I had to handicap what's happening now, I would have said Broncos 1, Green Bay 2 a couple days ago. Probably say Green Bay 1, Denver 2 now.
I would probably say Denver 3. I mean, the more you guys keep talking
I would go Denver 1. I mean, I'm sorry. I would go
Green Bay 1.
Green Bay 1, Tennessee 2. So,
yeah. I mean,
I've never said this, but I'm going to say it now. So, doing the Super Bowl week, and I just never said anything. Doing Super Bowl week, Jay, you run into a lot of people.
Yep.
And so I happened to run into the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, Vrabel. And we were standing by each other, being grown. And I understand sometimes when you are grown in certain environments and situations and you kind of ask a question or two, you're not going to get the full answer. You're just going to get a smirk or a laugh or things of that nature. So me being me, I'm talking to him and we know each other, obviously from playing and whole deal. I'm like, man, how would it look with Aaron Rodgers? And you don't get a real answer. You just kind of get like a, oh, yeah, man, we good, everything. And you kind of know, you're like, yeah, okay, you ain't got to worry about me. I'm not going to say nothing, but I didn't push the envelope. I just, because we wasn't in that environment to be having that conversation. But it's just like, I know that Tennessee said they're all in on Tannehill today. Just today. Tomorrow could be a different conversation.
Monica McNutt, ESPN basketball analyst, joins us now. Monica will be on the sidelines for the Ruffles NBA All-Star Celebrity Game tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. What's up, Monica?
Good morning, guys. I love the dancing. Max, where your moves at?
Everyone asks. Everyone
he
asks
stays
to come
in
on
the two-step. He stays in his lane.
Only thing you'll see me ever do is maybe bop my head a little bit. That's about it. All right. Monica, AD is hurt again. X-rays are negative. What should the Lakers do with him going forward?
Dude, there's a reason that this guy is now in the conversation of being some sort of, well, not some sort of, being an asset, right? Like, he's the only piece that they would proverbially see themselves maybe building around long-term. I don't like the idea of trading AD, I'll be honest. But his injury history has one that we have to acknowledge. And again, in the trade conversation, you got to see who people want to add and what their value is. First of all, it's good news to hear it's only 2 weeks for him, because that was ugly last night. And again, with his history, you just never know. Hopefully that assessment, that timeline remains true. But I think they got to stand pat. I think you have the opportunity to put some pieces around AD. We don't know what LeBron James is going to do in this offseason. And we know that he's not a guy that necessarily stays for places for an extended period of time, especially if the goal doesn't seem to be being accomplished. So to me, that's the one piece that they have to potentially build around. I would hold pat, because this still is a double-double guy and a terrific defender in this league.
Monica, if you were Rob Pelinka, you're running the Lakers, are you going to tell me, you and I are having a drink, we kicking it, you're going to look me in the eye and tell me that you're going to build the Lake Show, one of the most, you know, profitable franchises in the world around Anthony Davis, considering his history of being injured? And also,
Jay,
Monica, you and I, we're hoopers. We know this. Is there any part of you that questions? I understand the history of his injuries. You can't help that, right? It's natural. But as somebody that attacks and plays with that mentality, is there any part of you that questions whether AD can be that guy that you can count on each and every night?
All of that is true, and this is a very weak argument for not trading him. But I will say this. AD may not be the guy to build around, per se, as in your number one, but can he still be a piece of your hypothetical big two or big three? Yes, and I think the way that AD plays when he's healthy, which I understand is a notable asterisk, is attractive to other guards, right? So if you are hoping to, attract another free agent, or even if you're hoping to land a guy in the draft that you think will be a big piece of the future, to me, he's one of the better complementary pieces in the league. So if you can hold him, fine. I just don't know if Lakers brass, considering all the wonderful adjectives you just used, Jay, and the way that Key feels about his team, are they really going to lean into a rebuild at this point? I guess that would be the most sincere question, or do they still think that they can hang around and compete?
I think there's a couple things, right? LeBron James is one. LeBron James will end his career as a Los Angeles Laker. He can't afford to go anywhere else, even though his history has shown that he bounces around, or he's bounced around, so to speak, from Cleveland to Miami, back to Cleveland now in L.A. Part of the problem, LeBron has indoctrinated himself in Los Angeles culture to a whole nother level. So that is going to be problematic for him to pick up and go chase a ring. He doesn't want that. That's a lot of smoke, right? In terms of his businesses, just everything is a little bit, it's a little tough to do that. In terms of AD, what I would say, Monica, is he certainly is a good player when he's healthy. But the sentiment around town and with Laker fans is they're getting tired of this. In a game for one day and out for another 2 weeks. In a game for 2 days and out for a week.
I mean, it's like
they're kind of getting fed up and tired of it. And we have a tendency, and I mean I'm just throwing myself into a whole Laker conversation, to run people out of the building when they're not living up to expectations. We tend to do that. And at some point in time, you're going to see a Magic Johnson say something. You're going to see, and people are going to start, you know, and then it's going to get loud. And at that point, you know how it is, Monica, the louder it gets, the harder it gets.
So, but Key, so you riddle me this, Key, Laker, Key, are y'all leaning into a rebuild? Like, is that what you want?
I don't necessarily know that it would be a rebuild as long as LeBron James is on the team. You can get younger in pieces to go around a LeBron James and whatever else, Westbrook or whatever else that you can't move. You can build around that to try to make the team successful because long-term, I don't ever think that people felt like Anthony Davis was going to be the heir apparent number one to LeBron James when we got him from the Pelicans. I don't think that that was ever a conversation. It was like, okay, we got LeBron. We got a piece with him. Once LeBron leaves, we got to find another guy to go with AD because we don't think AD is going to be the Shaq, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar big long-term.
You see, Key and Monica, I'm not even starting there. I'm starting with Rob Pelinka. I'm watching Les Snead and Sean McVay and all their guys saying, you know, blank them first-round picks. We got it. And I'm watching LeBron James tweet to the likes of Real GM's Les Snead shirt is legendary, and he says, legend, my type of guy. I think Rob Pelinka has lost a lot of clout with this organization since Kobe has passed, to be frank with you. And I think it starts up top for LeBron James.
I think that's right.
I didn't know you tweeted that.
I think
that's
that,
right.
I mean,
at Les Snead. That's legend, a lot. My type of guy.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. I mean, you got to tell me the Twitter world, though, Jay. So that's good. I'm glad I got
if you. If you look at the Lakers and the late, great Kobe Bryant, you know, and his connection to Rob Pelinka, it did appear to me at the time that three Lakers, one who has become an icon in LeBron and two who are already icons, in a way it was like who is going to wind up owning the Lakers one day is what it felt like to me. Magic, Kobe, or LeBron. And when I saw Pelinka get the job, I thought Kobe's going to own the Lakers one day. And that's clearly where a lot of the clout came from. And that is, you know, tragically not there anymore. And I wonder if there is a rift somewhere, especially in light of what, Jay, you just said. Mm-hmm. Monica McNutt, ESPN basketball analyst. Boy, were you double-talking early on when Jay had you on the ropes, Monica, but you came out of it like $1 million. Nothing?
Oh, thanks, Max. Listen, it's early in the morning. I got to think these things through.
The great Monica McNutt, ladies and gentlemen, will be on the sidelines for the Ruffles NBA All-Star Celebrity Game tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Always, Monica.
Wake up, girl.
Thanks, guys.
Come
on. I'm up.
She's up. We got her up. Coming up next, why the Rams actually might be running it back. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Bless you.
Oh.
Jeez, okay, all right, man.
Three times.
Get that light off, man.
Max, I hope you're feeling okay. You're all right?
I was spraying this joint all around here, man.
Didn't smell good either.
Max, did you go wash your hands?
Of course I washed my hands.
Nope.
Of course I do.
I didn't see you
nope.
get up.
No, he didn't get up the whole time. He just tried. Look at those devious eyes.
Lies,
look
at lies, this lies, and more lies.
Nasty ass, man.
By the way, it didn't look good either. I just saw the last one because I thought I was sneezing.
So bad.
I was trying to sneeze on the paper, but the last one right into my hand, and I did not wash my
all
hand.
All the particles were just, you know, you got the lights in here, Keith, so you see all the particles.
But the thing is,
look,
the thing is, if we were in the middle of a global pandemic or something, that would be one thing.
Jeez.
This is gross.
Oh.
Well, what did I expect?
Paulie,
though,
can we
right,
get him some hand wipes?
The Clorox kind, though.
Get him something, man. Wash this man's
hands. Get the Clorox.
Wait, bring it out here, Paulie.
In fact,
Paulie, walk into the set.
In fact, now that you mention it, I'd like
Paulie,
to excuse
everybody.
Myself for a minute. Jay, yeah. You mind hosting for a second?
I'd like will to host. I don't even know what we're throwing it to.
Why are you not entertained?
Why? Wipe your hands, man.
I want to actually wash my hands now that you mention it, but...
Yes, do something. That's so gross in your sitting where
and
I
actually,
sit.
I am...
And
I'm
you are a germaphobe.
Where like, you used to sit. What are you talking about, this dude? Listen to this,
this
dude.
Is the best part
I'm
about,
a germaphobe.
I'm with you all the time, and
you
I see how you,
fastidious
yes,
I am.
All the time. It yeah. blows my mind.
Yeah.
No, wipe your hands. You're not wiping them.
I just wiped.
I need to see you wipe them. It looked like you balled up the
no,
the,
I put
wipes.
It on my palm. It is now the exact part where I sneezed.
No, you
into.
Have to do
wiped.
This, Max. You got to go in.
Yeah.
Like you got to do all
in the,
this.
It was in the back
it was
of the hand.
This hand.
In the back of the hand.
No, okay, all yeah. that, man.
Okay,
everything.
Here, watch.
Come on now.
Watch.
Please.
I want to watch. I'm watching very closely. I am watching you wash, wipe your hands because it's very important.
There you go.
Yeah, I want to get all that. There you go. Oh, yeah. Now you better. All the way up to the sleeve. There you go.
Yeah, get around.
That's what we're talking about. Now I feel better for you, Jay.
Thank you. I feel safer personally, Keith. Thank you.
Now you're going to put it on your body.
Now, hold on. Wait a minute. Watch this.
The rest
Keith.
Of the body was clean. Don't go
yes,
overboard.
Yes. Now you just. Yeah, oh,
that's
there you go.
A new one,
that's
see?
Good. Yeah. That's
yeah, there
that's
you go.
Great.
Thank you. Because when you. I come back, I need that
when
mic
I,
right.
When I lived in L.A., I'm OCD about that. Like, if I'm on a plane, I have to take a little napkin. Hey, I ask, like, the flight attendant, do you have a napkin? And I open the bathroom door with the napkin and everything. Like, I don't want
to
touch anything.
It was so contradictory.
But I know.
Who you
it was
are.
Weird. But living in L.A. makes it worse because you don't really have to touch anybody. You don't really have to. You don't. New York,
you
like, I got
everything.
Over
yeah.
it a little bit. I'm more in the mix. When I lived in L.A., it got bad, man. I was like, oh, look at this. I don't have to come near anybody. And now the pandemic, everyone's wearing masks. No one's shaking hands. All right. Let's. Speaking of L.A.,
definitely ain't shaking your
I
hand.
Actually appreciate that what Key just said. Brought me back to reality. Sean McVay and Aaron Donald at the Rams parade in L.A. Listen to this, guys.
Sean McVay just tapped me on the shoulder. He wanted to know if you were interested in running it back.
Run it back! 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 Give it up for Aaron Donald! What a stud! Everything!
We built the super team. We can bring the super team back. Why not run it back? We can be world champions.
Yeah!
It's interesting because Sean McVay 2 days ago. We'll see. I don't know. I'm not sure. Da da da. Key, how much of that is Aaron Donald's coming back? I'm coming back.
Well, none of it because they were always coming back. They were never going anywhere. They just finished the game, and they were, you know, talking and whatnot. And Rodney Harrison, the NBC, the day of the Super Bowl, floated the idea out there that this could be Aaron Donald's last year if he wins the Super Bowl. And it kind of took a life of his own. And Aaron Donald certainly played into it, didn't defuse the situation, just like Sean McVay, by saying, we'll see. And, you know, yeah, are you coming back? Yeah, we'll see. And then – you know how that goes. We take it and we mix it up. We stir it. We put it in the machine. We lay it out. We stick it in the microwave. It's cooked. We ready to run with it and blow it up more than what it is. They were never leaving, though, guys. Come on now. One dude's in his fifth year, been to two Super Bowls. Another guy's in his eighth year, been to two Super Bowls. They both at the pinnacle at the top of their careers. At the top, meaning like Aaron Donald's the best at what he does and Sean McVay is at the top, you know, with one of the three or four coaches that we talk about as the top guys in the NFL, and they both were going to get extensive pay raises. Sean McVay will be a $25 million coach, and Aaron Donald will be a $30 million tackle. It's what reality.
Yeah, I, you know, I'm with the Key. We both been on that same page from the beginning. Like, look, they're both going to get their money as well as they deserve to be. And I think sometimes when you have liquid courage, the truth comes out. Like, you have an opportunity to run it back. And I know there are changes they have to make. But, I mean, the way this team competed, the way they played, the way Matthew Stafford played, that relationship, you don't go through all that trouble just to say, I'm done now, I got one. I feel like Sean McVay and Aaron Donald and Matthew Stafford want to build legacy. And you have the opportunity to do that in a city that loves legacies. And that's how you do it in L.A.
I said it before the playoffs started. Aaron Donald's most important non-quarterback in the playoffs. As it turns out, he was the most important player in the playoffs, period. In fact, before the Super Bowl, I put him number one ahead of Stafford and ahead of Joe Burrow and ahead of Ja'Marr Chase and Cooper Kupp and everyone as the most important player in the game. I don't care that Cooper Kupp won the MVP. He was excellent. He was, in fact, Aaron Donald's most important player in that game. And I wonder, Key, if – because I know you said, hey, they don't care about draft picks and they have the shirt about the picks and everything. But
well, Les Snead got the shirt about he don't give a
no-know-what
about the
– No doubt. But, like, when I say draft picks, they gave up a second and a third to get Von Miller. They gave up two firsts plus their quarterback. Like, they really are depleted. And if I'm Sean McVay, the motivation to me to leave would never be burnout. It would always be, ooh, we're up again. Like, can we repeat? And let me tell you something right now. Without Aaron Donald, the team ain't repeating, period. With him, they got a shot. So I don't know. I wonder if McVay just wanted to be sure before he started answering questions in the affirmative that Aaron Donald was in fact playing next year.
But AD was going to always play.
I think so, too. But don't you want to get
anywhere?
No doubt. But don't you want to just kind of get that buttoned up a little bit? Like, let me just talk to my man over here on this. Have a little sidebar with AD.
We need to get it buttoned up, Jay, and talk to him. Sean McVay talks to him every single day. Yeah. So he already knows the situation. You don't think Aaron Donald has said within the confines of the locker room and around spaces, whether it's to the trainers who run back and tell the front office, man, I can't wait to get paid again. I can't wait till they pay me.
Yeah.
They already know.
But I think you have to account for never having won a Super Bowl, coming close, the feelings, the way you have to psych yourself up for the game, Key, you can speak to that. And then afterwards thinking, like, maybe I have done it all.
Hold on, tell me real quick. Key, is this the new norm? Is the AD Aaron Donald now that we're referring to is no longer Anthony Davis? I just want to make sure we're doing this.
Well, somebody texted me in L.A. last night and said, will the real AD stand up? And I ain't talking about 99.
Why a 28-point lead is nothing to sneeze at? Huh?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.